As America begins to understand the consequences of more than a decade of two wars, the place where former soldiers, civilians, and their families go to find common ground is increasingly the movies. War movies have become something of a forum for exploring how wars have changed the military, changed America, and how they have created a host of social problems we will be dealing with for much of this century. Certainly the box office success of American Sniper, as well as how it has been viewed different ways as a pro-war and anti-war movie, is a case in point. How soldiers and veterans are portrayed has become a vital concern for Hollywood studios, filmmakers, and veterans. One group of veterans thinks there is an opportunity right now to take control of how soldiers are portrayed in the movies. They've begun working with filmmakers in Hollywood to create a special certification for films that show veterans behaving normally. One of those veterans is Chris Marvin. He's a retired captain and Army helicopter pilot who was injured in Afghanistan. His certification group he's part of is called Got Your Six.
As long as we're showing veterans on film and television in a reasonable and accurate light, we can address difficult issues, we can show very heroic veterans, but most of the time what we're looking for is normal, everyday people, everyday characters who may happen to be veterans. And we know that this will improve the way that the general population is perceiving veterans as they return to their communities. You know, I'll go back just a year to a film like Lone Survivor that was a great view into the way combat in Afghanistan happened, as well as a film that the filmmakers took a lot of time to consult with experts on how they should be portraying it and how these individuals would interact with each other. And of course, you know, films like Unbroken and American Sniper, which are both in theaters right now, we think are going to be great candidates for Six Certified.
Is there a film that caused you personally to get, you know, a little up in arms about the way veterans were being portrayed that symbolized to you why this is necessary?
There wasn't a moment for me when I was sitting in a theater and said, oh my gosh, we have to change this. But, you know, I was actually interviewed years ago when the film Brothers came out. And that film, as I look back on it, had some factual inaccuracies that lead to, I think, a problem with credibility. One of the examples is that there was a Black Hawk helicopter flying by itself in combat. Well, I flew Black Hawk helicopters, and I know that we don't ever do that. We always fly with other helicopters. And then later on in the film, of course, they really dove, I would say, off the deep end into what was implicitly post-traumatic stress disorder, and had, you know, the character having a gunfight with police officers and digging a bunker in his front yard. And not to say those things aren't theoretically feasible. It's just such a depiction on the far end of the spectrum that those would throw up major questions for the Six Certified Committee if we saw something like that again.
What did you think of Black Hawk Down?
Black Hawk Down is an interesting film for me because I was in flight school learning how to fly Black Hawks when it came out. You know, I think that it's certainly a different era of war, which immediately makes it challenging for young veterans like me. So when I look at films about Vietnam, about World War II, even about Somalia, I wasn't in the military at that time, and I didn't fight in those combat zones. So for me, I think Black Hawk Down was a great film that portrayed a lot of the values that the military has. But, you know, I'd certainly want to consult with someone who's in the military at that time to really get some real information on it.
Here's a clip from the Mindy Project.
Oh, I love your T-shirt. Did you get that at Urban Outfitters?
Oh, no, I got it from the Army. They give you them for free when you join. I just got back from Afghanistan.
I gotta tell you, I've been a big fan of SEAL Team 6 way before you guys killed Bin Laden.
Cool. I'm not in SEAL Team 6.
I got you. You're not in SEAL Team 6.
I'm really not.
I hear you.
So what would you say about that portrayal? And here you've got a veteran interacting with the clearly non-clued-in population in the United States about military life.
You know, that episode of the Mindy Project is something that we have talked about a lot at Got Your Six. Seth Rogen was actually the guest star playing the Army service member who was back from Afghanistan. And the fact that they can sort of throw humor at these everyday conversations that veterans are having with their community members really, I think, helps to tell the story in a way that isn't really heavy-handed on our side. I mean, we talk a lot about how veterans may not always love to be told thank you for your service. But it's not because we don't love being thanked. We do. We just want someone to have a conversation with us beyond that. It's just so many times it's thanks for your service. you know, I love SEAL Team 6. And the end of that clip is, let me get this guy a sandwich. And that was the end of it, right? And so it's a little bit contrived. And the fact that the Mindy Project could help us to bring that to light through humor was really, really effective.
If a movie was to be made about your story, what would you be most concerned about Hollywood getting right or wrong?
I think the main thing is that being in the military and being a veteran is a very formative part of my development, but it does not in any way, shape, or form define me, right? So if somebody was going to make a movie about me or write a book about me, I think that I would want them to explore who I am, not just 7 years I spent in the military and possibly the after effects of that.
And in your case, you know, you have experienced combat and you were severely injured, right?
Yes.
And yet there are plenty of people who have had no experience who get to tell that story. You know, people in Hollywood, writers, journalists. Does that make you feel exposed and vulnerable?
I don't think so. You know, what we're trying to actually offer to those writers, content creators in Hollywood, and I guess maybe in someday to some degree even journalists, if they're interested, is real life veterans to talk to. So if you're going to put a veteran character as a guest star in one episode of your sitcom, why not spend an hour talking to a real live veteran? Because I'll tell you what, John, I would rather have other people making their best effort to tell my story and therefore my story getting heard and my story and the story of veterans like me than having that story fade away and not be told altogether.
Chris Marvin retired as a captain, an Army helicopter pilot who was severely injured when his helicopter crashed in Afghanistan back in 2004, part of an organization called Got Your Six, which seeks to inform the way the public sees veterans by certifying movies and other entertainment products. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.